Lou Reed's music has always carried the sounds of New York street life, its rhythms, themes, and scenes.
I'm waiting for my man. 26 dollars in my hand. Up to Lexington, 125. Feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive.
He's still writing and recording music, but for several years now, Lou Reed has also been carrying a camera, as well as a guitar, to photograph the city that inspires him.
I just wanted to document some beauty. I was taking these pictures for myself because I just think they're so pretty.
Over 50 of Lou Reed's photographs are now on display in two galleries. One is downtown in Chelsea. The other display space, somewhat surprisingly, is atop the Hermes store on Madison Avenue, where there are four floors of signature scarves, leather goods, and now, on the top of a staircase that winds four stories tall, Lou Reed's captured and preserved impressions of New York. Although there are several photographs of New York's singular bridges and skyscrapers, most of the shots are of features you can forget are also in New York skies. Spools of light, flocks of birds, and swirls of clouds.
I was thinking, you could isolate this sky and this is Africa. Or you look at it and say, this is Amsterdam. And it wasn't. It's here. It's just we're always surrounded by the buildings, usually crashing around Midtown or, you know, trying not to be run over by a skateboarder or a third world cabbie or something. And here's this beautiful island that we're on, except most of us don't get a chance to think of it that way. Because if we come over the bridge, we're just trying to get from A to B.
Mr. Reed doesn't regard his photography as a hobby so much as part of the same passion as his music, capturing a moment of time well enough to make it timeless.
Because the light comes and goes so quickly when it's perfect. You know that. There's a certain time in the morning, certain time around dusk, where the light is golden, be it in California or New York. And I wanted to catch that. If you missed it, you got another chance. The only thing is with natural light, you don't get another chance. That's why you have to have it and be really ready to go, or it's gone. I mean, it'll come back, but not that one.
24 hours later, it may not be the same at all.
It'll never be the same, but it'll be another one. Natural air and sky and whatever's coming over from Hoboken. Ha ha.
There are no people visible in Lou Reed's photographs. He seems to seek out surprising swells of quiet above New York's vast and furious chorus.
I'm curious about a photograph right behind where we're standing. A bird against a cloud that to me almost looks like the outstretched palm of a hand.
Exactly. That's the whole point of that picture.
Ooh.
I couldn't believe it. Now, I did not place that stupid bird there. It just looked like the outstretched hand of a god or something.
Yeah, exactly.
But amazing formation. I mean, but you see that all day.
Yeah.
But you could only really see it if you edit it. And, you know, like focus, boom. If you go like this, maybe. I see these things all day.
I mean,
just because I see it that way.
Is that downtown somewhere you just looked up?
Yeah. I said, wow. Look at that. It looks like a hand. Why don't you take a picture of it then, guy? Well,
yes.
Look at them up close. It's so great. They're very beautiful, and the closer you get to it, the more you'll get off of it. They have depth. For instance, let me show you something with real depth. Well, of a certain type. Doesn't that look like you could reach right into it?
Yeah.
I mean,
seriously. It does look 3D, yeah.
It's a miracle. Those are snowflakes.
Those are snowflakes.
But what's amazing is they're all globular, all circles. Wherever you look.
Yeah.
Snowflakes. This is, you know, in between it hitting and it's going to its crystallization edges, formation, boop. Some of us like things like this.
It could be mistaken for one of the photographs you'd see in the planetarium, of like a planetary system.
Yeah. Or a close-up of blood. It's all the same. I mean, those formations, that's what's kind of interesting. Yeah. You know, the one up there and the one in here are pretty much the same.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but it's certainly something to think about for, you know, for a while. But if you look in here, you'll also see the street lights.
Oh, yeah, but you do got to get closer. Now I see the streetlights. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was just in the middle of the snow?
Yeah.
You look up, I see the streetlights and traffic lights. Right. Is this from, like, near a bridge or something? Or?
It's quite a view. Yeah. If New York was the Alps, I was up high.
Yeah.
Like
good.
That one?
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Yeah, I have moments.
This is one of your poems.
That's a lyric to a song that was so appropriate for this that we used it for the show.
Take me for what I am, a star newly emerging. Long simmering explodes inside the self is reeling. In the pocket of the heart, in the rushing of the blood, in the muscle of my sex, in the mindful, mindless love.
Just this, the moment you talk about that, if you don't get it then, never repeats itself, although other moments will.
Same with music. I can hear stuff all day. If I don't take that idea down, it's gone. Hopefully to be replaced by another one, so you can't get too serious about this.
Now, do these moments just keep presenting themselves in life?
And endlessly.
So it's a matter of deciding what to notice and working?
To me, it's just these horses you could ride if you feel like it. There's a bunch of motorcycles there. You want to hop on the sports bike, you want this one, you want that one, or maybe just walk. But, I mean, they're always there.
Lou Reed, whose photographs of the New York he notices can be seen now through February 25th at the Stephen Kasher Gallery in Chelsea and the Gallery at Hermes on Madison Avenue. And if you can't get to New York, they're being published in a book, Lou Reed's New York, and a few of them are on our website, npr.org.
Put up those city lights, bring the streets to life. Don't be these crazy nights, bring us together. Any rainy day, you could dance all you do. Don't these city lights bring the